Hello and welcome to Some Guys on Mic. We're back, and today we have a very special guest who has been missing from our studio.
A soundboard?
No. Apart from the soundboard, it's Chesco.
Wasn't it Chesco?
Thank you, thank you.
This is ridiculous.
It's awesome at the same time.
Okay, just for you guys to know, Matthew is happy with the soundboard, so you're going to be hearing...
It has been suggested by one of our listeners, so yeah, we did it.
And you fucked up.
It's gonna be awful.
You really fucked up.
It's gonna be a. It's gonna be an episode of just that. Anyway, joining me today is gonna be Jacob, of course, the pedantic one.
Hello.
And after so long,
so
of course,
long. Three episodes.
Holy shit, three episodes is a lot.
That's like 1 month.
So it's a long time.
Okay, whatever.
So we have brought up a series of excuses why you were missing from the episode. What was the real deal?
Work.
Honestly.
Oh, seriously, work. Conflicting
and by work,
and
you mean...
Having sex with that Icelandic chick?
There are no chicks in Iceland. What? No.
What?
What? How do they reproduce? How do they reproduce?
It's a funny story, actually. You know Bjork? She actually is the queen over there from Iceland, right? So it's like...
She's a chick. So there are chicks.
No, but...
amoeba.
If you could call Bjork a chick, but it's like... They all mate with her.
I see.
Then whenever a female is produced, she eats it.
See.
It's sort of like an ant kind of colony.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Since the economy is over there is like really shit, they can't allow any females to survive. So they have to have only male workers. And she's the ruler over there.
That's extremely racist, but plausible, I guess.
Yeah. What? Plausible? What?
But you know how weird Bjork is.
And it's Iceland. I mean, and everything's green over there, so it's weird in itself anyway.
I'm sure it's white.
It has. We're 3 minutes in and I already lost my train of thought.
Good. We're just going to blabber all.
What the fuck just happened? So, anyway, I think we should start with the news. We had...
Okay, so the one place you should have put like a sound effect, you don't.
So it's time for the news.
Really, 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 really good suggestion, Chesco. Seriously,
is that what you wanted all along?
Of course. When yeah, never mind.
Just shut up.
Anyway,
I don't even.
Anyway, an important news for all those stealth genre lovers out there. Thief 4 has been officially confirmed to be in production. It will be available for the next generation console. And consoles.
to remove them all. Sorry.
So, a couple of screenshots have been leaked, and following that leak, Eidos confirmed the rumors that it is actually in production. The screenshots look bloody amazing. Yep. Did you get the opportunity to see them?
I did, and I'm happy that they're not going to put it on PS3 and Xbox. They're not going to be restricted with last generation technology, basically. So, yeah.
The title will be Thief. So I don't know if it's a reboot of the series, but it looks bloody amazing. A lot of people pointed out that it does look quite similar to Dishonored in its
the aesthetic,
styling and everything. And I don't know what to think about that.
I mean, it's more gothic than cyberpunk, like steampunk.
Steampunk,
like steampunk from Dishonored. But we'll see. I mean, have to see. See it in motion, basically, to see exactly what we're looking for.
I think Dishonored overdid it with the steampunk stuff and really fucked it up for me. I don't know why. It was overly complex to be a stealth game, in my opinion.
Too many abilities. Yeah. Too many gadgets.
Yeah, too many possibilities. So, trying Hitman or Lara Croft to the stealth modes, you are limited in whatever you have. So it makes it that much more fun performing stealth kills. When you have such a huge arsenal of equipment and stuff, you tend to give a shit and just plow through the...
That only gives you more options to use whatever you want. So why wouldn't it be better to have more than less?
I don't know, because giving me more options is basically telling me, listen, it's no use just crouching and walking slowly around and
trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, there's no need to be sneaky. Just plow through the crowd and get it over with. So it's like Lara Croft.
You're saying
it's like Tomb Raider.
You were too powerful in it, basically. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
When you have that much arsenal, you just don't give a shit. Yeah. Why sneak around and waste time? I've played Tomb Raider lately, which we will be reviewing in the What You've Been Playing section, and she is weak, so it's much more worth it individually killing people by sneaking around and taking them one by one than, of course, going head-on.
Yeah, no, I totally understand your point now.
The same with Hitman. Hitman, if you are caught, there will be 10, 15 guards all at once and they will kill you.
On the point he mentioned that she's weak, I would like to point out something later on. It's I love the way...
She moans.
That is the byproduct, but I love the way they... managed to bring in the moaning from the games before. They're I could imagine them like around the table discussing, okay, how are we going to excuse her moaning? Now we'll get to it.
Did they actually tone down the moaning from the first
not
reveal?
At all.
The moaning sounds a bit like this.
What the fuck?
That's just going through one obstacle.
No, if we can like diverge into it, it's instantly, literally, you start the game with her getting hurt. So you have like the excuse for her being like, instantly, as soon as you start.
That wasn't a soundboard, it was actually just
weirdly enough.
Listen, I didn't you say I got a sex change, so...
that confirms it. Good. Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Only the splicing of the penis.
Okay.
So you went full on.
Yes, as I have a vajayjay.
Full
now.
On chick.
I have a vajayjay now.
Chick. Between inverted commas.
Yeah.
And besides, I mean, you had said, I am now known as Cheska. That is not completely correct. That's my second name now. My first name is Veterino.
Why?
Facepalm. Is there a sound for facepalm?
No.
No. Okay. oh, Christ.
Moving on. We had another important announcement for another installment in the Assassin's Creed franchise, which is Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Another one already. Yay.
Yeah, it is a yearly...
I haven't even finished
the third one.
The third one.
Well, Ubisoft tend to milk the fuck out of a franchise, but the good thing is that this title will be a complete reboot. It will have a fresh look and a fresh perspective. Mm-hmm. So it won't be just the Assassin's part. So they will be expanding on the naval battles and the sailing segments from Assassin's Creed 3, which were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Another important factor, they will be focusing on pirates. So it will be set in the 1700s around the Caribbean islands.
That's cool.
The main character is Edward Kenway, which is the father of Hayden Kenway, which was featured in the third installment of the game, who is a privateer. So part assassin, part pirate. Mm. There will be a lot of focus on the historical elements. So there will be characters who really existed throughout the years. So I'm really interested in this title.
I mean changing a bit the concept, if they're really gonna release one every year, that's a good thing. So
I thought you were playing the world's smallest violin.
Can't even make gestures now. I like pirates. I mean, it's the departure from the usual formula, so that's good.
I mean, the follow-up to this title would be ninjas then.
Exactly, and then
pirates versus ninjas.
And we'll finally settle it.
Yeah. I would like to see maybe less titles in the franchise. I mean, it would make more sense if they released one Assassin's Creed title every 2 years instead of every year.
It would, but since they can release one every year...
I know, understandably, but it gets overwhelming at times.
Of course it does. I mean, I don't like year releases. I mean, I stopped playing Call of Duty, I stopped playing Medal of Honor and Battlefield because, I mean, that's the same shit every year, but, you know, I like waiting for Zelda, for example, all right? So a new Zelda takes ages to come along, but it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Not like Assassin's... I'm not saying that Assassin's Creed 3 wasn't good, but I mean, it was a bit disappointing for me. I don't know.
How so?
Maybe I'm getting bored of the series already. And that's what happens when you release one every year.
Through my eyes, I played the first title and then...
You stopped, basically.
Stopped. And then I started playing Assassin's Creed 3 again because it intrigued me. The new historical aspect intrigued me.
Yeah.
And I actually liked it.
Yeah.
So from my point of view...
I had your wait.
3 years. Exactly. 3 years between one title and the other was more than enough for me.
Yeah. As long as people keep buying them, they will keep making them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're there to make money anyway. So
they don't give a shit.
No.
Really? EA have announced that they have been working on a brand new system which is meant to bring together all the platforms under one virtual service. This means that anyone who has an Xbox, PlayStation 3, PC or Steam account, whatever it is, they can communicate directly with each other and compete against each other through their EA service. Now, that's...
One service to rule them all. One service to bind them. And into the darkness, bring them. Never mind, sorry.
I had to follow up with that. I had lost my train of thought, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
As if you were following.
So basically, what they are aiming to do with this kind of service is that people can cross-play games across platforms, cross-chat across platforms, and even through cloud storage, they can save their game, their progress, from a PS3 and continue it off another platform. Now, that's a cool fucking concept. They are aiming to implement it in the next generation consoles. So, what are your thoughts about that?
Are Sony and Microsoft going to allow it?
They failed to discuss that. I mean...
What's the implications?
I can see is that once you buy an EA title and load it up, you can, through the game... log on to this single identity service, and through the single identity service you can communicate to other people who are logged on. So technically, I don't think Microsoft or Sony have any say about that. I mean, it's a feature within the game. It's not like they are implementing it on the pediment of the console. So I don't really know what...
I don't know what to think. I mean, it's a cool concept. I don't know really what to think about it, though. It's never been done before. I mean, you can't play PS3 games with Xbox games. You can, I mean, even the crowds are different. I don't know. It's really weird.
Unifying that kind of crowd under one service, it's a fucking cool concept. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. I mean, you'd never run out of people to play with anyway.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And it would be that more interesting meeting people. So.
But you think they're going to allow communication between?
Yeah, cross-platform chat is one of the main features which will be implemented.
This is something you will need to log into a server, either an app on
server
the console itself or...
Through the virtual server.
I don't know how it's going to work, but cool concept. I'll keep an eye on it.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
An interesting feature with the single identity service is the availability to save the progress from one platform
cloud
to the
saving,
other. So
yep.
Even if the PS Vita, for example, doesn't offer that, imagine me playing FIFA on the PS3 and then saving it up and continue with it on... through the Vita platform, even if they don't allow remote play through the console.
I think they will allow cloud saving between cross-platform games on the server, on the Sony platforms themselves. I don't see the point of having, you know, cloud saving for regular games. I mean, if you bought it on PS4, you're not going to buy the same game on the Xbox.
But for example, you want to load your team...
I'm playing against a friend.
Exactly. Like, I have a team, a FIFA team or Madden team, mm-hmm. and with kind of all the kind of settings
whatever.
And whatever. And I save it up on cloud, go to my friend's house, load the team, and play against
this
team.
It's really cool. I mean, if it works that way, I mean, we're just speculating now, I guess. I mean, these are not announced features.
No, they are saying that they will be features from within this service.
Yeah,
these are the main features, but
it
hasn't
said
been
how it's gonna work.
No,
exactly. No, that's why it's just speculation right now.
The nice
exactly.
is
if it works as we're saying, I think it's
it would
be
a cool
revolutionary.
Addition, yeah.
It could be revolutionary.
The nicest thing about it is that if this actually gets greenlit by Sony, by, you know, everyone who's pretty, and actually is like the people concerned with the service, it will show like a certain element of goodwill towards the gamers, because normally they come across as being a bit you know, they put towards themselves and they don't want to give, you know.
I mean, if they announced it already, it went through certification and through Sony and through Microsoft already. They can't announce something that is not going to be allowed.
As I said, I think they found a loophole. By logging in through the game, I think the Sony don't have jurisdiction over that kind of thing. It's a feature within the game. So it's not like they're offering this feature across all games.
I guess
it
uses their servers, not peer-to-peer or anything.
Exactly.
So, okay.
It's nice. It's very nice.
You're creating an EA account at the end of the day. So basically, your PSN account doesn't count. Your PSN account doesn't count.
Okay. Lame. I just hope it's not another Origin. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, EA and Origin
doesn't
work really well. I mean,
It's a different kind of service. Mm. So aiming for that kind of... service is particularly awesome. I mean, it would shed a new light on EA.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see them as the douchebags they really are.
Do you think it's time for another change in EA?
It is. There needs to be a change across all big publishers, especially Activision. I mean,
we'll see.
We have seen one of the major assholes in the business leave us, which were THQ. So
why were they major assholes?
Because they focused on the Wii. Only.
You can't really call them assholes just because of that.
Yeah, I can.
It was their business decision. It was a bad business decision, so...
Yeah.
And they went under.
It's what the business call a business decision that... sucks.
That's not sucking, that's throwing up.
What comes after sucking a cock in deep throat? What would you do?
Met your nose.
I know. That is me. Oh my god, dude.
What? I can assure you, not everyone throws up after a deep throat.
Oh, Christ, here we go.
Don't you throw up after deep throat?
I never experienced it, but I can attain.
Guys, I can deep root.
I can attain to other people's not throwing up.
He can attain.
Do you have any 70s funk in there?
No.
Congratulations on the sags, guys.
So, Jacob.
We mentioned THQ and following their financial disastrous life, we had Koch Media, who bought over the rights for the rights and also the studio behind Metro.
Mm-hmm.
And the publishers who have been taking charge of Metro Last Light are Deep Silver.
All right.
Unfortunately, they have been making some changes to get the most out of the title and make a hit with the game, but they need more time.
Mm-hmm.
This means that it has been delayed once again, and it will be hitting the PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation platforms on May the 14th instead of March. It's not too bad. They didn't want to offend the fan community out there without sacrificing the time they need to polish the game out.
Yeah. At least it wasn't. They didn't put a new Ubisoft on the new Rayman. You know what happened?
Yeah. It has been delayed because they didn't want to just
release it on the Wii U. Which says a lot. I mean, the game is ready. I mean, they could ship it anytime they want.
Yeah. I mean, talking about the Wii U, Crytek actually had the code ready for Crysis 3 for the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
but financially it didn't make sense to release the game on the Wii U.
The console is not selling, games are selling even less, so it's a huge problem for Nintendo. Yeah,
I think they are going to fall out of the console race by next generation.
They won't. I mean, Nintendo have huge stashes of money. They could, you know, lose money for the next 20, 30 years probably without going out of business. They've always been profitable. They never went to the
red. I know. I didn't say they will go bust. They will fall out of the race. They won't be considered one of the main consoles. With the Wii U, mm-hmm. it already happened. I mean, we are still seeing games being released and announced for the Xbox 360 and PS3, though the Wii U is supposed to be a next-gen console.
I know.
So,
thing is,
they
tried to emulate the success they had with the Wii, but that was a one-off thing, basically. I mean, the bubble burst on that.
Yeah.
They can't do it anymore. I mean, people are excited for next-gen, they won't change, and Nintendo didn't really bring it this time. You know, I mean, all right, the tablet controller is cool, I guess. I don't know how many uses does it have right now, but it's not clicking.
The tablet controller is cool, but it's uncomfortable as fuck to play for a long period of time. Yeah. I mean, I played Zombie U, 1 hour through the gameplay, I just got fucking tired. It's too big and it's too clunky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all the time looking towards the screen, seeing if something pops up, or I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. I mean, they did release the Pro controller, yeah. but why should you use a secondary controller if one of the main features is having the touchscreen?
Of course.
Especially on Zombie when they made use of it.
Of course.
I don't know.
It shows more the point that there's no need for that, basically. But, I mean,
I think
Nintendo just entered a vicious circle, you know, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. It's not selling. Games are not selling. Publishers won't support it because it's not selling. It won't have games, so it won't keep selling anything at all because it doesn't have games.
The only hope they have is their first party the title. So Zelda, maybe.
Zelda, Super Mario, Donkey Kong, anything.
Mario is slowly but surely dying out.
Well, no, I doubt that.
the Super Mario U, Super Mario Bros. U, or what the fuck, didn't sell that much.
But there aren't that many Wii U's.
Exactly, so it's not being considered as a console pusher. I mean,
it's not.
I am sure that if Zelda hits the shelves, we will see a sharp increase in the console
sales. Yes, of course it will. The thing is, you can't really compare New Super Mario Brothers to a proper
Zelda, I know.
No, not Zelda, to a proper, proper generation Mario. you know, like Mario 64, Mario Galaxy. I mean, that's the proper Super Mario. They are working on a new one, of course. New Super Mario Brothers is just a stopgap.
Something
That's not the next generation. Yeah. That's not the next generation Mario, you know what? When that comes out, I'm sure things will turn to the better for Nintendo, but for now, they weren't ready for it. So
Chesco actually farted.
Oh, Christ, I'm sitting right next to him.
Actually farted. Jesus Christ. And again, I lost my train of thought.
Easy, eh?
No. I think the biggest mistake from Nintendo's part is they tried to be intelligent and come out first in the next generation race, but they came out too early and they didn't have enough hardware power, or I don't know.
I don't think that they were trying to be smart to come out early. I think they had to come out early because the Wii was flopping. I mean, wasn't selling anything, no games were coming out for it. And you can't allow, you know, a whole year, for example, without nothing concrete.
I would have waited for either Sony or Microsoft to come out first and see how I can expand and target the market better.
You can't.
They missed completely.
You can't.
You think it takes 1 year to create a console?
No. I didn't say that. It's like what Sony are playing right now. We didn't see the console and we didn't have an indication of the price. We also didn't have actual and hard specifications for the GPU.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a clear indication that they are waiting for Microsoft to launch their upcoming console and they can move on with whichever decision they take.
Of course.
So,
but
Sony must have at least 3 or 4 prototypes, mm-hmm. and they have to see which will target the market best and which will be a better contender against the new Xbox.
Of course. Thing is, Nintendo is a publicly traded company. You have investors, you have shareholders pushing you to release something. You cannot, as I said, you cannot wait. When you don't have a product which is selling, you don't have anything concrete coming into the bank, into the company, you know?
Yeah.
Shares would plummet.
I understand.
I mean, shares would freaking plummet. Nintendo would be doomed that way, not by not releasing another console.
I can't understand why they
couldn't have done
so
it.
Much.
They couldn't have done it.
I can't understand how. I thought the Wii U. I really believe that the Wii U would be Nintendo going back to their roots and maybe creating something that would appeal to me. The only thing that appealed to me was the fact that Rayman Legends would be
an exclusive
title. That's the only reason I would have played that game.
We had discussed this like a couple of months ago. Having the new generation, newer generation like consoles, like PlayStation 3 or whatever, with superior graphics, you know, and then having the Wii. But it's like, it has its own thing going on, you know, it's like more appealing to all the family with all the movement and all that. But we had said, It's appealing because, you know, you get to move and all that. It was something new. But it was something new months ago. People get bored of that. And that is why the companies aren't investing in creating new games for it. So, it was doomed from the get-go.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as I said, it enters a vicious circle. It doesn't sell. Publishers don't put games on
exactly.
it because they don't sell.
Exactly. So
and people don't buy it because it doesn't have any games.
To me, there isn't any
incentive.
There isn't any wonder of how Nintendo got themselves into this. It's obvious. It's these things. I mean, as amazing as they are, as when they start, after a couple of months, they become, you know, Jesus Christ, I'm going to buy another game. I'm going to be like fiddling around. You know? No, I want something better now. I want something. I prefer something with decent graphics, and
exactly.
I don't. Besides, again, it was a novelty in the beginning, you know, having to move around. But people don't like to move around. People
exactly.
want to sit on a couch and just play their game.
The thing is, they expanded the market to casuals, all right, families, old people, kids, whatever. Thing is, these people were happy with Wii Sports, the game which came free with it, right? That was what showcased the Wii. That's what they bought it for. You know, exactly. To play with friends, to play with family. These people don't buy games. These people aren't going out every month buying a $60 game, €60 game.
Yeah.
Or, exactly. You know?
Exactly. So
they bought a cheap console because it was cheap and they could play these movement games. It was the in thing.
And still you have a huge chunk of that kind of market who opt to buy a Nintendo Fee
exactly.
from China. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, so as I said, it was
a good run.
It was a good run, but the bubble burst.
Now they need to move around, though.
And now they need it at least to match what Sony and Microsoft are going to bring out next. But for them, the Wii U is an exponential leap in graphics because the regular Wii, was as powerful as a PS2. I mean, more, but it was the same generation as the previous one.
Yeah.
Graphics-wise and power-wise.
The same the Wii U. It's par level with PS3 and Xbox 360, even though I still see better visuals on PS3 exclusives.
Developers aren't taking advantage of the console because
they don't give a shit.
There's no bloody reason.
They don't give a shit, yeah. Understand. I understand. Anyway, I think that's the end of the news segment. And now we're going to move on to the movie segment. Chesco's Movie Buff.
Ah, baby, come over here.
That's your new introduction.
It was worse.
Redneck? Yes. Calling his cousin?
What? Drunk redneck.
Calling his cousin. Who happens to be his niece.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, movie segment. What can I say? Sad future.
Ahead,
yes. No, I've been checking out.
When you're saying future, it has to be ahead. So what's the point of saying?
Unless you're the guy from Back to the Future and he's in the past going to the future, which is actually the present.
But we're not.
Anyway, there's a couple of, and by couple I mean like shitloads of remakes and reboots coming up, which to me is a bit like, come on, Hollywood, can't you think of something more original?
The movie industry is creatively broken right now.
Just to mention a few, I mean, there's the Batman reboot, again, third time in a row.
What, again?
Yes.
Again. I would have thought Nolan to actually spin off on Robin.
No,
following the ending of the Dark Knight Rises, I would have.
No, there's a total new reboot coming up. Apparently,
who is directing?
To know nothing.
Not Nolan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh Christ! It turns out it was not Batman at the end. That was the
Spider-Man. It was Spider-Man all along. What the fuck?
That's the twist.
I would like to see.
It was actually Marky Mark.
You know, there,
he's in every movie.
You know that the Shyamalan, he always plays part in his movies. He takes the part of Commissioner Gordon with mustache.
Don't sound racist.
I don't know if I'm getting this right or wrong, but I think it's the fourth one. I'm not a big fan of the series. Bad Boys, again, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, it's fun.
Pirates of the Caribbean, 5.
I think it's 15.
Avatar 2. Okay, whatever.
Are you kidding me? There's going to be a follow-up to Avatar?
Yeah.
Why?
It was an awesome movie, but we won't get into that. Jurassic Park 5, we hadn't mentioned this.
Yeah, this time dinosaurs will have rockets.
Independence Day 2. Seriously?
Really?
Seriously, I'm not joking.
My fucking God, seriously?
I'm not
Will Smith is coming back.
What's with all the sequels?
Ghostbusters 3, Thor 2, Captain America 2, Iron Man 3, Blade Runner 2, Prometheus 2.
Blade Runner 2. Blade Runner 4. Oh, no.
No, Blade Runner, man.
I mixed that up with Blade.
No. Jesus. So those are like some of the remakes, reboots, sequels coming up.
I would imagine the next Blade to come out, since Wesley Snipes is coming out of jail next May. So you have to expect that. Imagine half of the movie has been already shot up in prison.
In his cell.
Just alone. In his cell.
Blade reformation. No, then the... Well, I mean, a couple of movies I'm really looking forward to. Not really looking forward to, actually. We were discussing this before. And it's like... as we had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, actually, that the movie industry seems to be, like, inspiring itself a little bit too much to the game industry. And, for example, like, a couple of months ago, we had games which were more on the sci-fi kind of vein, let's call it. So, all of a sudden, we have After Earth with Will Smith and Jaden Smith. Again, post-apocalyptic, space, planet, whatever. Then you have Oblivion with Tom Cruise. Again, post-apocalyptic, aliens, whatever. Now, I'm imagining that in a couple of years we'll have like movies on the vein of The Last of Us and all these scavenging movies, you know, like trying to survive. Again, post-apocalyptic. I mean, they need to get some ideas, but anyway.
Where else are they going to get the ideas?
I mean, where is they going to get the ideas? Another thing that they've been doing lately, and I can't understand why, they've been getting like old fairy tales and turning them into grim, gruesome, you know, spin-offs.
Some were actually cool. I mean, I would have never thought they would do something like that.
Snow White and the Huntsman was okay, I guess. Now there's Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, I think. I'm not sure if I got the title correct. Now there's Jack the Giant Slayer coming out.
I watched the trailer for that. It looks fucking brilliant.
I know. But come on, I mean, some original ideas. It is one of the few reasons I imagine that actually the Academy Award this year went to Argo. I don't know if you've watched the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good. I just watched it a couple of days ago. The only reason why it went to Argo, in my opinion, because it has an original story.
I mean,
it is based on a true story, and a lot of the American audience can
relate
to that. I mean,
I agree. But besides, it's a very good movie. It's entertaining. John Goodman is amazing in it. So, and even like Ben Affleck, I was amazed that he's pretty good in it, and he's got an amazing beard.
Latest movies for Ben Affleck.
I'm sorry.
Have been
did you
really
say
good.
He has an amazing beard?
He does.
So, would you think that that's why he got an Oscar?
Could be.
You're not getting an Oscar, Matt. You're not getting an Oscar.
I don't know.
Stop growing your beard. You're not getting it.
Then,
I'm kind of in the pirate stage. By next year, I will be in the wizard
stage.
If you want to watch a movie slightly fucked up, but it's actually kind of entertaining, and you never actually know where the movie is going in its flight.
I got two inside of her.
What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that movie now.
Flight with Denzel Washington.
I watched that, and I have never been more disappointed in my life.
You watch the movie, and you can't really tell where it's going by the end of it, and then yeah it's like, what? No! No!
What was disappointing about it?
Everything. Wow.
Come on,
first of all, the trailer just reveals everything about the movie. You have right. Everything. This movie will have Denzel Washington get drunk, crash a plane, fuck some chick, and then go to court. Watch it now, and you'll see the credits.
Okay.
What the fuck?
There are gracious boobs in it, though.
Yeah, that was the only awesome thing. There is full frontal nudity.
Yeah. Male.
There's the internet. Oh, man. Okay.
No. But a movie actually I watched lately and I was really impressed, and it's a really good movie, is Hitchcock. With,
Anthony
Hopkins.
It has cock in the title, so you would love it, of course.
With Anthony Hopkins, Helen Mirren, and Scarlett Johansson. Really good movie.
So that's the only reason I'm going to watch it for.
No. It's a movie.
Scarlett.
It's a movie, basically. It's
about Hitchcock.
How Hitchcock
Hitched the cock.
Came about to make
Psycho.
Yeah. Psycho and why he made Psycho.
Cool.
Because he was like, again, he had gotten himself into like a vicious circle every time doing like these psychological triggers, and the studio was pushing him into doing all, you know, repeating himself. And he didn't want to. He wanted to, you know, experience and make the audience experience something new. So he basically pioneered the horror styled movie, you know, with it's good. It's really good.
That's pretty cool.
I will watch that. I will definitely watch that.
And just a tip, the guy that plays the head of the, I can't remember the organization in America that censors movies, is the guy that in the 70s show used to play the dad of
Red Foreman.
Red Foreman.
Shit. Oh, that's awesome.
So it's really, I mean,
cool.
Which obviously, needless to say, the performance by Anthony Hopkins and Helen Mirren is
fantastic.
They're always
Jesus
awesome.
Christ, it's really amazing.
Can you see Johansson's ass anytime?
What?
Can you see Johansson's ass anytime in the movie?
Actually, there's a scene. You can't actually see the ass, but there's a scene when he mentions her. And she's like introduced to the audience, and by introduce I mean she's walking between tables and the camera is like following her ass.
Yeah.
Throughout
so
the tables.
I'm gonna watch
that's the trademark.
Just for that scene.
That's the trademark.
God damn.
Dennis.
Yeah. nothing else in particular. It's been quite a repetitive and monotonous year till now in the movie industry.
I would like to add something which has been announced, I believe, yesterday morning. The Tomb Raider franchise is being rebooted following the success of the title that has been just released.
Ironically,
I'm intrigued by that.
You just we mentioned Denzel Washington, and we mentioned post-apocalyptic movies. Lately, and by lately I mean like 2 days ago, I was re-watching The Book of Eli, which I really enjoy. It's a real good movie.
Yeah.
Real good movie. And at the end of it, you get the scene where Mila Kunis basically starts her own journey, and she's literally, I mean, she is a young Tomb Raider. And when you see it, when you see her, the clothes, the boots, she's wearing like you know, the backpack with like a shotgun and like stuck in like with the big glasses, ponytail, and her, Jesus Christ. I mean, if they don't get the hint and they get her to play Tomb Raider, I don't know. I mean, Jesus.
They are gonna base the movie on the new rebooted franchise. I would imagine either Mila Kunis, but she has small tits, or else actually the
actual model which they
the actual model
after.
Which they modeled the character after, which is Camilla Luddington.
The problem is with models, I mean, can she act?
She has been on OC, the OC,
The OC, okay, yeah, but I don't know.
She appears nude.
The thing
she
is,
she just has to moan all movie anyway.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
come on.
She is extremely gorgeous.
You have to be as Quentin Tarantino puts it, a rambunctious kind of person to play Tomb Raider. You can't just be a simple actor. You have to have pizzazz. And come on, Angelina Jolie had the pizzazz, you know, and had everything.
In my opinion, now this is just purely in my opinion, Angelina Jolie just came out to be a huge bitch. I really didn't. I mean, in the first series, you would see Lara Croft as a big whore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her character had nothing warming about her. I mean, she was a cold-hearted whore who just liked to kill animals and people just for the fuck of it. Yep. So
and torture her butler.
Yeah, and torture her butler. So I would imagine this new take on the Tomb Raider series as an opportunity to change over that kind of thing. I mean, we will be discussing Tomb Raider later on.
Can you imagine if they managed to do... You remember The Book of Eli?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, Christ.
Can you imagine... This is Jake. That's the character of Mila Kunis in Book of Eli. It starts the journey, and the journey is actually her becoming Tomb Raider. Holy mother of God.
No. No.
That was
that
better.
Would that be as sucky
none
as that wet fart.
It wouldn't be sucky. You haven't watched the movie, you can't say.
Yeah,
it's true. It would be cool, but...
No, it would be sucky. I mean...
It wouldn't be sucky. You haven't watched the movie. You can't say it sucks.
Where is the...
What?
How can you say it?
Where is the love? What?
Where is the background behind the Croft family? Behind the... I mean...
It's a post-apocalyptic movie, Book of Eli, so anything could have happened
so
before
if it's
before
post-apocalyptic, how can she be looking for hidden treasures and raiding tombs? The world has ended, so why should we find treasures?
Because the world has ended and we need to recover history.
And who would she sell it to? Museums are now destroyed. She gets her money.
You haven't seen the Book of Eli. They're rebuilding the culture. That's the way. I don't want to give you spoilers, but watch the Book of Eli.
Watch it.
But I don't think it would amalgamate well with the...
Watch the Book
if
of
they
Eli.
Would reinvent it, you know, future series and everything, it could work. It could work. It will suck because
another important
she will have
thing,
jetpacks and
Mila
shit,
Kunis has very, very small tits.
But you could play it that she was like still young and she's getting...
Didn't make plastic
surgery. The radiations made them shrink or something.
You know, post-apocalyptic, yeah. And she was malnutrition.
I don't agree.
Not malnutrition. She actually milked them so much. I don't know. I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
We will be having a break, after which we will be discussing video game boobage, and we will also be having the What You've Been Playing segment. So, tag along. Back from the break. We are laughing because Jesco has showed us his new vagina and it's awful. Anyway, it's time for the What You've Been Playing segment.
Okay, the thing that pisses me off is they stop so suddenly.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not that they stop so suddenly. That fucking sounded like an avalanche, not people clapping.
What kind of avalanches do you have in Gozo?
We don't have this.
Are people cheering while it's being carried from the snow?
That's what.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm imagining it to be like.
Yeah. Something's fucked up in your brain. Anyway, we're gonna start out with the pedantic one. Jacob, what have you been playing?
Same stuff as last time. I actually smell that.
You taste it.
Christ. I've actually been playing Persona 4, Wipeout, and Lumines.
All on the Vita, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You have. I seen you playing also Sly Cooper.
And I played the Sly Cooper demo as well, yes, which I actually liked a lot, and I will be playing the game.
Journey.
And I finished my journey right now. Right?
So you have been playing
so
games.
I've been playing something, yeah.
Insufferable Loaf.
I love Journey.
Yeah, it's beautiful, huh?
Yes. Yes.
The strive to get there, kind of.
It was beautiful.
Heavy emotions, yeah. It is a gorgeous game.
Yes.
One of the most gorgeous games I have ever seen.
Yes.
A kind of tidbit. That game company nearly went bust trying to finish the game and actually went on a couple of months without getting any income. They just went on to create what we now know as Journey, and they were actually going to end up not releasing it.
Yeah. But I mean, basically, they used all the budget Sony gave them for the game.
Which wasn't enough.
Which apparently wasn't enough. They couldn't finish it. They had to enlist the help of Santa Monica, Sony Santa Monica, to help them. And they finished the game practically on their own dime.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
That's why it's been delayed for so long.
Yeah.
But totally worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won a BAFTA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Which is a cool thing.
They won some Guys on Mic Award as well.
Yeah. They did. That's
more important than BAFTA.
That's more. That's bigger. It's the equivalent of Oscars for the gaming industry, which, yeah, it is cool. They are held once every January. They're very important. Remember that.
There's a lot of burping and farting. Drunk blubber.
What?
That wasn't part of the soundboard. Anyway, Chesco, you actually bought a PS3.
I did.
Yeah. Six, 7 years after it was released.
Surprise, surprise, PS4 is coming out.
1 week before the PS4 was revealed.
Your point?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just stating the facts.
Yeah, okay.
And what have you been playing?
Tomb Raider? No, I've been playing Tomb Raider, no. Awesome game. Started Assassin's Creed 3 and The Driver, San Francisco, which I'm just basically going around the city, you know, transfusing myself from one person to another, not giving a shit about the game.
So basically just driving the piss.
Usual thing. No, it's fun. And FIFA 13, yeah.
Playing online or by yourself?
For now, I'm playing by myself because I hate to be like beaten.
That's what she said.
I really don't want to be like beaten by an 8-year-old Canadian guy
who repeatedly has sex with your mother.
For example, apparently,
yeah. 8-year-old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fuck your mother, Esther.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got it. Yeah.
I'm slow today.
Aren't you always?
I have like God of War 3 and Uncharted,
which are standing in your pile of shit.
Just keeps buying games.
They're there.
And not playing them.
Dude, I have things to do, okay?
For example.
Icelandics.
Like for example. No, it's been actually quite busy. Now I just quit my job, so I.
Not that busy now.
I quit my job 2 days ago. Jesus Christ! So you know, I finally have time to do other shit. So
like jacking off.
Besides that,
8 hours a day.
Listen, I mean, coming from Mr. Wanker here.
Coming
from
what? Mr. Wanker.
Anyway, I have been playing Tomb Raider, of course. We got the opportunity to play the game, 6-7 days in advance?
Something
before
like
release
that.
Release date. It is a fantastic, fantastic game. It can only be described as Uncharted 4 with tits. The best thing about the game is that it's an amalgamation of several other games. So you have the stealth features from Hitman and also the instinct feature, which was implemented in the Hitman Absolution and transferred onto Tomb Raider. What do you think about the instinct feature?
I mean, it's cool. I haven't played it a lot so far, and I've seen the instinct feature implemented only to find stuff.
Yeah,
you know, but I can't really put it in context of the game or actual gameplay.
Like, for example, you're hearing the voices of the enemy and you are hidden away. And with the instinct, you can pinpoint where they are. So you...
Is this like a superpower Lara has or what? I mean...
It's instinct.
It's instinct. It's quite powerful.
No, but the instinct, you build it up through skills you collect. Because there's a heavy RPG element to the game.
I see. That's
so
cool.
You collect skills and... You see where you implement them. So you have
your hunting. They actually
skills,
encourage you to
brawling skills.
Yeah, they actually encourage you to hunt animals to get like
salvage.
Mm.
Yeah, because
and improve your skill.
Yeah, when you hunt or when you make a kill, you can collect salvage, or you can come across salvage across the island because
and
there
improve
are
your weaponry,
planes, ships, everything.
You shoot down birds and stuff in the game and everything.
Yeah,
I'm a bird lover. We're gonna boycott it soon, I guess. Yeah,
no one cares.
Fuck.
But. Yeah. With the, for example, with the salvage from ships and planes which are crashed across the island, mm-hmm. you can use that salvage to modify your weapons. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool.
It has a good RPG element to upgrade weapons and upgrade abilities.
Looting corpses and cool. whatever. So the maps and the environments are really open. Mm-hmm. So you always find new stuff and new pots mm-hmm. that even though they make no sense with the kind of linear storyline, mm-hmm. you just discover them even, after passing the game.
So you can't really compare it directly to Uncharted if it does have these things, right?
In some ways, it is even better than Uncharted. Yeah. I mean,
Uncharted is more linear, it's more story-focused, I guess, yeah. and this is you have more freedom.
That's one of the things. The story on Uncharted is much better, in mm-hmm. my opinion. Mm-hmm. But then again, the gameplay, which is and the gameplay mechanics, which are core components of the title at the end of the day, are much better. I mean, I liked the stealth feature, mm-hmm. which makes the story more credible. I mean, yeah, I know Drake is a badass, but it would have been better if the stealth element was stronger. So when you are...
I guess they evolved on that formula in The Last of Us. I mean, the last videos we've seen.
Exactly. When you're going through crowds and crowds of enemies, mm-hmm. it's better to pick them off one at a time. Yeah. Case in point, Tomb Raider. This is how Tomb Raider was born. How she came out to be the Tomb Raider we all love.
And Fab 2,
exactly. You are still weak as a character, mm-hmm. so you have to.
Which brings us to what I was mentioning before. The way they actually implemented the moaning. You get injured as soon as you start the game. Pam, instantly. So as soon as you start the game, it's like, ah! So throughout the game, you're weak and you're moaning. That's awesome.
You moan actually when doing anything, even it's, doing fuck all.
Actually turns him on.
No,
which is scary.
I can imagine the people from Square Enix and, around the table, they're like, okay. We need an excuse. Ideas. Now.
We could injure her.
Okay. Instantly? Yeah. That's awesome.
Just to hear her moan.
Yeah.
And she does moan quite a lot.
She moans all the time.
It's perplexing me that you guys like the moaning because of her pain.
It's just after the first cutscene, I had a huge boner. I couldn't get...
No.
Bigger boner than
we,
that.
We were watching the... I mean, he had... As soon as he got the game, he brought it to me because he got it for me. And we put it instantly like my PlayStation and we started watching it. And the game started literally. Her getting hurt. Moaning. Falling off of a boat. And the camera's like right on top of her so you see her cleavage. So it's bam, instantly. good old days.
Yeah.
Brilliant, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And they're not polygonized, so it's better than the old days.
True.
Do they actually jiggle?
Is that a boob or an elbow? Yeah.
They do jiggle slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly. Does it even show?
No.
Or you've observed so much that you can actually see it?
In the cutscenes, there's, movement.
Oh, Christ. I need to play this game.
You actually raid tombs, mm-hmm. which is a cool concept.
And Tomb Raider.
Yeah, and Tomb Raider. It's a cool implementation, I mean. And the tomb segments are extra missions, so secondary side missions, and they focus a lot on the puzzle element, so it's awesome. Some of the puzzles are extremely, extremely hard and complex.
To you.
Says the guy who was stopped by five guys.
In game, let's
in game, in game. That sounded bad. Sounded like a gangbang movie.
First off, it was more than five guys, and you obviously know how to get going on with controlling the controller, which I haven't. I've only been controlling it for less than a month now.
Controlling the controller.
B
by a control stick.
B, I managed to get through the tomb on the first try, you asshole. Okay,
but. You were lucky.
I wasn't lucky. I was. Yes. I used my mind. Jesus
you
Christ.
No. You were actually slow.
No.
Yes.
I actually waited for it. I did.
We're talking about the Hall of Ascension, which is one of
spoilers. Just
yeah, it's a spoiler alert. So you go into this room and there's wind coming through a window and you can close it, and this window opens. In two ways. You have the bottom layer and the top layer, which will open in succession. Then you have a lift, which you have to pull up. Me, thinking like a gamer, I just closed the window, ran through to pull up the lift, and went on the lift. Little did I know that you had to actually wait those 10 seconds until the first segment of the window opened, and then crank up the lift.
Isn't it obvious?
And then... Oh, it's Christ. Not obvious. How is that obvious?
It's obvious.
How?
How is it obvious?
Okay, instinct.
Normal gamers would push for the time thing.
No.
You do it as fast as possible so you are ready.
No.
So you're telling me that you actually wanted that to happen.
Uh-huh.
You didn't go for the fasting.
I went for the lift the first time. I pulled it up and I'm like, it went up. I'm like, no, this is only going to go that way if the wind hits it.
Okay, so why did how did you think that waiting 10 seconds would have
it
solved
it? It would lift it a bit. If it, I had like stayed on it, with my weight, it wouldn't have gone up. That's why.
Are you asleep, Jacob?
Oh, Christ.
Anyway.
It's an awesome game, though.
It is a fucking awesome game. It is an amalgamation of puzzle,
mm-hmm.
action, shooting, RPG, and stealth elements. A Macedonia of awesomeness.
Those are the worth playing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visually, it's stunning. Although, the game did glitch a lot. A fucking lot. I mean, maybe it was because we got it early, but... Yesterday was the official release date and still there is no update to fix that kind of stuff. I mean, there were some segments in the game where I actually jumped on a lift and went through it.
I see. Was it story element in the game or you were just, you know, scavenging around?
No.
Walking through like a pot. I was walking through a pot and... I walk forward and pushes me backwards, like automatically, like forward, backwards, forward. It was like there was like an area where...
You're not supposed
to. No, not supposed, like a glitchy kind of area, because as soon as I got out of there, you know, okay, but then I got closer to it and pulled me back again, and so, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
It was close to a campsite, next to the... I'm not going
campsite.
To
there are about 17 campsites.
Yeah,
Jesus
no. I was going to say campsite and describe the place, but I'm not going to describe the place because it's redundant.
Stop. Yeah. Spoiling.
Okay. Booby.
And on that bombshell, we shall now discuss video game boobage.
So unnecessary.
It's climatic.
Climaxing.
Oh, Christ.
So she said. Anyway, so video game boobage, it has been
around
since the PlayStation 1 era.
Uh-huh.
Why only then?
Probably
because before that it was what?
Pixels, but it was boobs. I mean, they were boobs.
But there weren't actually boob engines like the one implemented.
Leisure Suit Larry.
But that's drawn on. No, I want to talk about the actual boobage. Which you see in Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive made boobage fucking famous.
They actually had engines
specifically designed just for physics.
Before that.
Before that, what was before that?
Duke Nukem 3D. easily the most, the game that brought tits to the Vito gaming, easily. I mean, you had level 2, you get into the strip club, you press the space bar, and they flash you and like jiggle the tits. They actually, you know, space bar.
The nipple was actually 1 pixel.
They had actually tassels on the nipples, and they actually jiggled, the tits jiggled, literally, you know. And obviously, throughout all the game, all the Duke Nukem franchise, I mean, you had a boobage throughout. But in Duke Nukem 3D, that was the first time I, personally at least, saw video game boobage.
Okay.
Then Dead or Alive, fine. They actually,
Dead or Alive actually expanded on that. They actually designed an engine for boob physics. Come on. Mm-hmm. They were overly exaggerated because they would bounce around as soon as you start the game, like bouncing all the time.
I remember buying the first...
just for the boobs. Yes. I don't like fighting games. I bought it just to see the boobs.
And you could zoom in during replays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you would purposely do certain moves so they actually jiggle and you can, you know, turn the camera on certain angles.
Yeah. I don't remember the game, but I remember Matthew playing the game.
Playing.
It was an amazing title, really. They single-handedly laid down the path for video game boobage.
Hmm.
That's what I think, at least. I mean, we had the most famous tits in the video game industry, which were the Tomb Raider tits, which were introduced to the world in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
You actually did research on the year, so...
No, I remember it... No, I remember it's in 1996 because the game ends with actually by thanking all the fans who have been playing Tomb Raider from 1996 till now.
I see.
And that year there was Coco Jumbo also. So
yeah.
Remember
Christ Almighty.
No.
And Peter Andre's mysterious girl.
No. No. No.
And Macarena.
No.
And the lemon tree.
What the fuck? No. The polygonized tits of Lara Croft, come on, let's be honest, even though they were pointy and polygonized, they were still fucking awesome.
I remember buying a CVG, computer and video game magazine, those days. It was the in thing for video games, basically, and they actually had a column about a cheat to get Lara naked in Tomb Raider.
That was gaming history's most popular game cheat ever. Ever.
I remember showing it to all my friends in the class, and we all tried for hours to get it to work. But of course, it was just a prank from the magazine.
They actually did that.
I know. They actually patched or did cheats. I don't know.
There were cheats. There were patches. There weren't any cheats.
So, following Tomb Raider's tits, what other video game boobies were there?
Following.
Following is in like imminent following or like in January?
In January. Let's not go far away then.
Okay, so no God of War.
Oh, God of War is too recent. I mean, the God of War franchise from the PS2 era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was an introduction of brothels.
Nina.
Gangbangs.
Nina from Tekken.
There was...
reverse gangbangs, actually, not gangbangs.
There was Ivy and...
Remember
Ivy and Taki in Soul Blade.
Remember that PlayStation 1 title with the lesbian scene, Fear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fear Effect.
Yeah, Fear Effect.
Fear Effect. There was the main character from Parasite Eve, which was taking a shower.
Yeah.
In a CG intro.
Yeah.
That was on PS1 as well.
Boobs have been a benchmark for games for a long time. I mean...
If you introduce female characters, I mean...
They have to be naked at some point, or else it's not interesting. Nowadays, it's not that kind of easy because of all the feminists and stuff.
Exactly. This is being extremely, extremely bad for feminists. I mean, if we have any female listeners, we love you. We respect you a lot.
Come here, you beautiful pink elephant, you.
Sorry, what?
We just lost all our streaming listeners.
I am almost definitely sure that there are absolutely no female listeners.
Absolutely.
That's actually more than absolutely.
So, this is just confirming it. So, this is making sure of it. Really. I have seen the evolution of boobs through the Dead or Alive series. I mean, they have been focusing a lot, even the last installment in the franchise.
They said that they went hand-on actual boobs.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
I would expect that from a Japanese developer.
to get the physics and feeling actually right. That's a good excuse, I mean. Who wouldn't?
Yes, you. Take your top off, stand in the middle, and jiggle about.
We're going to send a bunch of developer geeks to inspect your boobs. And fondle you.
There was like a hidden scene.
Imagine subtle cupping of the breast. Just testing the weight.
I'm not sure if it was like a hidden scene or as much as it was like a bonus scene. I don't know. I think it was San Andreas, GTA, mm-hmm. Where basically you go to meet your girlfriend and you fuck about, basically, and she's like totally naked.
I don't remember that.
I didn't actually play San Andreas.
I did. I mean, I came. It was more of an Easter egg, and you go into a room and there's your girlfriend and you start fucking about, basically. Which come on, I mean.
Something which everybody from the gaming community did at some point or another, if they played The Sims, was let their sim shower and then actually move the shower so they can see them naked.
True. I never played The Sims.
True, so I did.
Actually a problem with the game. If your sim is showering, you can actually grab the shower, remove it, and she's still there standing around naked. Naked. There weren't any details at that time, but yeah, that happened.
Wow.
A lot. Grand Theft Auto really went overboard with the sexting. I mean, the latest installment on the franchise, which would be Grand Theft Auto 4, which is known in Malta as Ivy. Unfortunately, I don't think it's only in Malta, though. Not a lot of people know numbers.
For number 5, they actually put a 5 under the V.
But now they're calling it GTA V5.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, in Grand Theft Auto 4, you could fuck women, mm-hmm. prostitutes.
I mean, you can do that in every Grand Theft Auto. You just
prostitutes. Yeah, but this, the camera pans next to the side window.
Oh, I see. Wow.
So it's weird.
Grand Theft Auto is not really my thing, though.
Yeah, me neither.
Come on, I mean, in Duke Nukem Forever, there's a level when you actually become a... You go into a strip club, and so that you get a lap dance, you have to go around the strip club and find a condom, a vibrator, and a packet of popcorn. Once you actually manage to find all these three things, you sit down and there's like a show. And I mean, it's like a...
Can you explain to me how you came along to find these kind of hidden...
It's like a hidden... Not a hidden, it's part of the game. You get into this level and the objectives of this level is to find the vibrator, the packet of popcorn, and the condom. And then you...
I'm just imagining sad. Me that moment, just playing the game and... The mission objectives come up. Find a vibrator, a condom, and a packet of popcorn.
It's true. Then, I mean, she sits you down and gives you a rap dance. And it's actually good graphics. So.
Do they actually use the items you found? Or?
No, unfortunately, you know.
So you basically found them for nothing.
Come on.
Souvenirs.
It's a cool graphic, though. I was laughing my ass off, through all.
Would you actually take a vibrator you found in a strip club as a souvenir?
Why not?
I would.
Why not?
You know, back massage. Just,
of course.
Christ. Wow. Wow. Through the PS2 era, there weren't a lot of games focusing on titties. I remember one time, I think you showed it to me, there was a tech demo for boobs, for the creation of boobs, remember? It was on NeoGAF.
Probably I should do that.
The guy showing this tech demo was describing how much effort was made to make boobs really realistic. I was thinking to myself, what an awesome job. Dedicating your life to make boobs, virtual boobs, look realistic.
Let's talk about this. Does it make the experience of the game better?
Of course.
Why?
I doubt it.
Let's be honest. With Tomb Raider, we both played it, Cesco.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of boob appreciation. It is subtle. It's not that in your face, but every cinematic cutscene just gives you a boob shot. She is climbing on a wall, and you're looking down her shirt.
There's a very subtle balance between being obscene and being gracious about showing your boobs in games. So, in, for example, Tomb Raider, they wanted to do this reboot at showing her as being like becoming the Tomb Raider we all grew up to know. So they couldn't have like put it in your face like instantly. So, there is the boobage and there is the slight jiggles here and there, and it's very artistically made. For example, the scene which I mentioned before when she's like holding onto the broken ship and the camera is from upside. I mean, it's not obvious, but it's there. So, I mean, it's...
But why show it? Why isn't she wearing a polo neck covering her...
Because she's Tomb Raider. She can't wear a polo neck.
She is appealing. Her looks are appealing.
Why don't we give Heihachi a clean shave? You know, because he's Heihachi. We cannot give him a clean shave, you know? So...
You know, Heihachi actually has a diaper costume in Tekken 4.
A what?
Diaper.
I'm saying a clean shave, facial hair.
Imagine Heihachi almost naked.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
That's the first reaction of everybody.
But when you think of Heihachi, it's basically the facial hair and the hair, how it stands up, basically. Their features, you cannot deny the fans. And Tomb Raider, without the ponytail, the moaning, and the gracious boobage. This is not Tomb Raider, you know?
It's like X plus Y equals 1. Tomb Raider equals boobs.
The thing is, I mean, I think they did it quite nicely. They did it quite artistically. Blended it in.
Artsy boobs.
Let's call it that.
It was tasteful. But it wasn't in your face.
There, that's tasteful, that's the word. Unlike some games, which we are failing to...
Still, is tasteful actually necessary? Still appropriate?
Yeah, as long as it's tasteful, it's appropriate. If it's not tasteful, it's not appropriate.
But
let's be honest.
If characters, both guys and girls, would look like shit, would you be entertained as much? I mean, if Drake from Uncharted was a fat fuck.
Besides that.
From the male perspective, when you play with a male character, you want him to look awesome.
Of course. Like
badass, because you picture yourself in that kind of...
Of course.
But besides that, if I had to play Tomb Raider 1, 2, whatever, now, her aesthetic features, her breasts, whatever, would to me now look a little bit too, I wouldn't say obscene, but like a little bit too, like, come on, seriously. The way they portrayed her now I can respect the character much more because it's feminine. She's feminine as hell.
And she looks good.
And she looks good.
It's not so much in your face
so,
as before.
So the way, the direction they're taking, it's much, probably it's like better. Because this is a fact. Female gamers, normally they would go for a male character if they had to choose. Rather than choosing a female. Because female characters, I mean, they're all basically scantily clad. I mean, huge boobs, which technically makes them more vulnerable to attacks. I mean, and it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. So what they did, something in the right direction.
Imagine enemies could attack you by pinching your tits, pulling you down, and then kneeing you in the face.
They could, probably.
Just picture that. Picture that.
We are mentioning, like, boobage and games which aren't technically like sexually oriented or whatever. If you had to mention like maybe Dead or Alive, it was a bit too much, you know, and maybe in that direction. But there are actually games, and I have played one, computer games, which are basically just like fucking, and they're like actual 3D games. So you can actually choose your character, and you can actually, you know, like, your moves with your cursor keys are basically like, you know, like
penetrate. I remember.
Jesus Christ.
I remember one game in particular, which was basically, it was on PC. It was a Japanese game. You can imagine what kind of game. You had a girl sleeping, and you had to take off her clothes without waking her up. And then seeing how far you can get without being caught. Just basically rape.
Christ.
It was actually a game.
It is Japanese. They're hentai flash games. I mean,
it is weird. And
that's all they are.
And it is even more weird how socially acceptable they are within their culture. I mean, if you take a look at all the anime.
Within their culture, yeah.
Yeah, all the anime, they focus a lot on schoolgirls.
I know, it's a fucking obsession over there.
Yeah, it's weird.
But Japan is Japan.
Yeah, my friend actually, Xavier, went to Japan, I believe last year. And they actually found a place in Tokyo where schoolgirls could actually sell their dirty underwear for cash.
There are actually dispensers. Vending machines, all right, which sell dirty schoolgirl panties. I mean, instead of fucking buying a packet of cigarettes or a soft drink, you go and put in your money and buy a fucking... Seriously? I mean, come on.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing to know that there's a country that actually
very liberal. I mean... They are very liberal.
I'm like,
it's quite awesome, but
no, it's not. What the fuck's wrong with you?
The liberty.
It's culture.
I mean,
it's different culture. You cannot just. You can't say anything. It's their culture.
True. It's the same like the Godzitan culture where sheep fucking is actually okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's acceptable.
Exactly.
What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything, I'm just stating the facts.
Why are you looking at me?
You are good at them.
Fuck you.
Just saying. You must have heard that a lot.
I'm not even going to reply to that.
Okay. I think we should close this segment.
boobage.
Video game boobage was really the epitome of gaming.
Epitome.
I wouldn't say, but
yeah,
it was
the start of me jacking off to games.
Let's say it's a country
in an era where there weren't any in an era where there wasn't any internet porn.
Let's say it was a contributing factor
to me masturbating.
No, you masturbate to anything.
Anything?
So. Saves the guy who has midget porn.
What?
You actually have midget porn.
I don't have midget porn.
And participated in midget porn.
Of course.
Anyway. He was the midget.
What?
Yes. It's a part time I do. I become a midget on the weekends. The fuck?
Does it pay well?
Only when you're a midget.
Anyway.
Oh, Christ.
I think we should close the show. For more news and reviews from the gaming industry, log on to www.someguysonemic.com/boobs. Or else you can follow us from any social networking site such as Twitter at SomeGuysOnMic and from Facebook at SomeGuysOnMicShow. We also have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/someguysonmicvideo, which we rarely update. That's important to mention. Anyway, I think we should just go.
Please.
With the wind. Remember, if you go to Gozo, do not
touch the red buttons.
Don't that bombshell. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.